Well, the big game is coming up here, not too many days down the road, and we're all going to gather together, have some fun, and probably enjoy some food. We're going to talk a little bit about that part of our day with Barb Fuller, who's a nutrition and wellness program specialist with Iowa State University Extension and Outreach for this part of the state of Iowa. Barb, how are you?
I am doing well, and it's about time for that big game.
It is. You got through the holidays all right, then, I assume.
Yes, I did. Great. Now it's kind of back to being winter again, but that's okay.
Then we get back to the routine once again. Well, there's nothing really routine about that big game because we all get together, we all have fun, we all have something, it seems like, planned that day, and it all seems to revolve around food.
Kind of three F's, football, friends, and food.
Yeah, it really does.
Did you know that the day of the big game is the second biggest day to consume food in the United States, only to Thanksgiving?
You know, I had never seen that statistic before. I have seen numbers of, like, how many pizzas are ordered on that day and how many wings are devoured on that day, how many chips are purchased for that weekend. But I've never seen that number. That's kind of hard to believe, isn't it?
That's a lot of food. But we like to enjoy our football games and our friends and enjoy the food, too.
Well, and it's an all-day affair because, you know, that pregame show's got to be 8 hours long before the four-hour football game. So we have a lot of time to take care of business.
That's right. So kind of goes back to those things I talk about a lot. The cold food needs to be cold and the hot food needs to be hot. So don't leave things sitting out for that whole time during the whole day and the whole game.
Well, I know.
So that leaves the door open to those uninvited guests. Primarily bacteria that can cause a foodborne illness.
Yeah, that's something we really don't want to do to our friends and family at all.
No, if you're having a good time and enjoying the game and your family and friends, you don't want to be sick in a couple of days.
No. So are there some standard rules of thumb to follow?
Well, cold food cold, hot food hot, so our numbers are 40 to 140 degrees, so your cold food, 40 degrees, and generally your refrigerator should be around that. And it always starts out with hand washing. So before you start preparing any food, you want to wash your hands and make sure that everything is clean in your kitchen. So clean cutting boards and clean knives and spoons, and just make sure everything is good and clean when you start. Wash things in hot soapy water is fine. You don't really need to think about doing anything else as long as you're getting everything thoroughly washed. Give it a good rinse and good to go.
Well,
the next thing you want to do is make sure you keep your raw meat and poultry separated from any cooked food. So this might be an offside penalty. Always serve food on clean plates. So if you're doing any grilling out, if it's nice enough to grill out and you carry a platter of burgers or brats out to the grill, take a new clean plate to get them off when they're cooked. That bacteria can be in those raw meat juices and stay on that plate and cause cross-contamination. The third thing is to cook it, and to know if it's thoroughly cooked, especially meat and poultry, is to use a food thermometer. They're pretty inexpensive, they're easy to use, and then if you have leftover food, you want to make sure that you're getting it cooled properly in the refrigerator or the freezer if you have things left over. And then, again, your cold food's cold, so if you have big bowls of dip or other cold things, just put them in a bowl of ice and maybe just rotate things out a little more often instead of one huge big bowl, kind of put smaller bowls in and out. I saw a picture on one of the USDA websites, although it was a summer picture, but a big kiddie pool that you might have outside. You fill it with ice and put all your cold stuff in there. It might take up a lot of room in your living room, but it's a good idea on how to keep things cold.
Well, you could perhaps use like a cooler, just an ice chest, a little ice cooler that we'd put beverages in somewhere. You can do that and set those around the house and have some of those items sitting in there.
That's also a great idea. So it all comes down to clean, separate, cook, and chill. Those are kind of the four things I talk a lot about. Keep everybody safe.
Absolutely. Barb, just to kind of expand on some of those things, you know, you talk about, like, for example, if you're going to have a bunch of brats, burgers or something that maybe you're going to take to a grill or someplace to cook and you're going to put those on, clean that plate, don't reuse the plate. We probably shouldn't forget about the utensils we're using there too, right?
Yes, that's also a good idea. So if you're got a spatula or tongs or whatever and working with the raw meat when it gets good and cooked, get a clean pair, get a clean set, and put it on that clean plate or platter and take it inside.
Should we keep maybe a sink full of warm, soapy water just so we can kind of clean and rinse things off immediately?
Yeah, that's a great idea, too. The soap kind of loses its effectiveness if it starts getting really gunky. So if you don't have much bubbles or you got a lot of debris in your water, you need to change it out. But it's good for a while. You want to keep it pretty warm, about 110 degrees. It doesn't have to be scalding hot, but nice and warm, and the soap works better, and especially if you have greasy things, again, like burgers and brats, so you can clean the grease off as well as the food and the potential bacteria and viruses that might be there.
Oh, sure. Well, and I've heard you say this so many times over the years, too, but it's not just some of those immediate areas where you're working. Sometimes it's the splatter that can get other places, too. Watch all of those cooktops or all those hard surfaces.
That's right. So just take that nice soapy dish rag. Avoid sponges. Sponges kind of hold on to bacteria. They're really hard to get clean. So any kind of a dish rag, and make sure that you clean them pretty often. So maybe on the big game day, at the end of the day, throw them all into the washing machine. But even during your regular course of cooking in the kitchen, you probably need to change those more often than people think about. Sometimes when it's your dish rag starts smelling bad, then you think, it probably needs to be washed. But it probably needs to be washed before that. So, and that hot, soapy water does wonders.
You bet. You talked about separating some of those different foods. Like, for example, keeping the hot food in one spot, the cold food in another spot. Are you talking about, like, in different locations in the room or just separated on the table? Or what do you
think? On the table is fine, but more primarily the raw meat from anything that's not going to be cooked. So if you have a whole platter full of raw vegetables, you don't want to be having your raw meat, like your hamburgers or brats or whatever, next to your uncooked vegetables. If they do happen to, again, splash a little bit, then whatever was on the raw meat is on stuff that you're not going to cook. And the same with anything, you know, chips or cookies or sandwiches, anything that's not going to be cooked always has the potential to be cross-contaminated by any of the raw meat, poultry, or fish.
Sure. Well, paper towels are good for soaking up spills, but I'm guessing that's probably not the ideal way to clean up if you're concerned about actually getting clean.
Well, it's a good place to start. If you have a big spill, that's a good place to start. But again, if it's that raw meat or anything, get up the big spill and then give it a good wipe down with your hot, soapy water. And if you feel better about it, a little bleach does wonders too. But it doesn't have to be a really strong bleach solution. And there's also lots of those kitchen wipes that are disposable that are really pretty effective at making sure that you're getting rid of, you know, most of the bacteria. We aren't sterilizing anything, so we can't say we got rid of everything. But, well, they do a pretty good job.
Oh, very good. Well, yeah, lots of issues to watch when we're doing all that. Of course, you got to watch the kids, you got to watch the animals, the pets in the house and things too. But we want to make sure everybody has a fun and safe day when they get together for the big game. And boy, we're consuming a lot of food that day. So there's a lot of opportunity out there for mistakes. So pay attention to all that. And, you know, one of the issues sometimes, Barb, is we may be hosting the party, but it seems like everybody's bringing something to the party too. So we have to be you know, kind of conscious about all of the different things that folks might be bringing and maybe making sure there's enough room in the refrigerator.
That's true, and that's always a good time to get out that extra refrigerator that you might have in your basement or the garage, and maybe you could put out the beverages in there that you don't need to be running in and out with, you know, again, your dips or salads or whatever are cold. And make sure your refrigerator is clean, too. That's something some people do a good job, and some people don't do quite so good a job of just keeping their refrigerator clean.
That's very true. Well, this time of the year, of course, as you alluded to, sometimes you can use the outdoor weather to your advantage, but is it maybe better to use that outdoor area for drinks and things than it is to necessarily set food out there?
Well, probably drinks would be better because they're, you know, sealed up and they aren't going to be, if you happen to have the neighborhood dog or somebody that you didn't intend to be on your deck checking out what's in your cooler. And you know, it's a good place to keep, if it's cold enough, to keep cold food colder, but not a very good place to put hot food out to cool off. It just takes too long, even if it's 30 degrees. So just, you know, think about what you're doing out there, and it should be fine.
You bet. And make sure you cycle those things during the day because, hey, we're going to be there for a long time, and you got to get that stuff back in, get it cooled off, or get it taken care of within 2 hours. So
that's right.
Make sure we're safe. Well, Barb, thank you so much. Have a good day yourself. Are you hosting a party?
Actually, I'm going to be on vacation, so I might be watching it from a sunny location.
Well, that's even better. Very good. Well, you take care.
Okay, you too.